Good evening. You're listening to Radio Lillooet 100.5 FM. My name's Alfie, and this is Muse, a show of spoken word and music. To begin, as is my usual habit, I shall read a poem from A Year with Hafiz, Daily Contemplations, interpreted, Hafiz poetry interpreted by Daniel Ladinsky. For September 16th, a couple days from now, but within this week upcoming, in case someone is spying. I better sound smart once in a while, in case someone is spying. What if the truth got out that I really prefer silliness and silence to offering fancy clues to the universe? Maybe I could accomplish both at the same time, the way that hoopoe over there appears to be doing, as it scratches the ground looking for a bug, in a way that might amuse the casual onlooker, but at the same time is really sending out some covert Morse code that could have catastrophic results if I don't act soon to counterbalance things. Maybe the moon is really a top-secret agent, up to no good, and has fooled us all for thousands of years. Well, tonight, for some reason, I had a flashback this week to several years ago when I was at the Salmon Arm Roots and Blues Festival. At the last performance on the last night, around midnight, when James Keelahan, with his acoustic guitar, was accompanied by Oliver Shore on his electric violin. Outside under the stars, surrounded by the half circles of hills, their darkness reflected in the lake's water, the music of Shore's electric violin and Callahan's voice seduced the northern lights to come out, creating a magic moment I'd never seen so far south and which I've never forgotten. So tonight's playlist features strings, mostly violin, occasionally bass, and we'll see if it manages to entice the stars to come back. To get things warmed up, I'm playing song on Espanol, Bailando, which is dancing, which is sung by Enrique Iglesias with the Cuban group Gente de Zona and Asimer Bueno, a Cuban musician, singer, songwriter. And this piece serves as an introduction to the following piece, which is Caitlin DeVue with an electric violin cover of the same song by Yando.
Subiendo y bajando,
bailando,
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 ese fuego. hacía por su filosofía. Mi cabeza está vacía, ya no puedo más.
Ya no puedo más.
Ya no puedo más.
Ya no puedo más. Yo quiero estar contigo, vivir contigo, bailar contigo, tener contigo una noche loca.
Una noche loca.
Ahí va a estar tu voz. Llevas a otra dimensión. Tus latidos aceleran a mi corazón.
Tus latidos aceleran a mi corazón.
Qué ironía del destino no poder tocarte, abrazarte y sentir la magia de tu olor.
Bailando. Por tu filosofía, mi cabeza está vacía. Ya no puedo más.
Ya no puedo más.
Ya no puedo más.
Ya no puedo más. Yo quiero estar contigo, vivir contigo, bailar contigo, tener contigo una noche loca.
Una noche loca.
Ahí va a estar tu voz.
Well, I hope that got some blood flowing and revved you out of the lethargy that comes along with these low-pressure systems. Let's see what the weather has in store for the remainder of tonight in the Lillooet area. Mainly cloudy with 60% chance of showers and a low of 7. Tomorrow, Tuesday, September 15th, a mix of sun and cloud with 40% chance of showers and a high of 18, UV index 4 or moderate. And tomorrow night, cloudy, 40% chance of showers in the evening and a low of 10. So having heard the first violin cover of Bailando by Enrique Iglesias, I'm going to take a little pause here and resume reading from Letters to a Young Artist, Building a Life in Art by Julia Cameron, who wrote these letters to a young artist who is full of turbulent self-doubt in her role as a wise, more experienced artist. Dear X, you write that you are growing impatient for your big break. To my eye, there are two dangers in that concept, big and break. A career is not made by something large and sudden. It is made by many small daily actions adding up. This adding up may take the form of sudden recognition, but the work itself has nothing sudden about it. Even sudden breakthroughs require the years of work leading up to them. And look at that other word, break. You don't really want a break, do you? You do not want your life and your personality to shatter under the impact of new visibility and velocity. Again, the very word break carries a warning with it. People, just like things, do break, and the onslaught of attention, opportunity, and opportunism is enough to break many of us. There is a saying in 12-step programs, pray for a slow recovery. For artists, the thought might be, pray for a slow success. Notice I am not saying no success. I am saying pray for a success you can handle. A big break can lead to a big break. I'd like to see you survive success and even thrive in it. Do you read the tabloids? I do. I think they're full of excellent cautionary tales. We learn a great deal about the human capacity for folly when fame and fortune come too quickly into a life. I'm thinking now of an excellent young actor, one who had no sooner nipped his drinking problem than he acquired a gambling addiction. He has just changed horses and is still racing down the track to self-destruction. The tabloids are full of stories like his. To read them, you might think the rich and famous are all fools, or you might think as I do, ah, success is truly that hard to handle. And I'll read a couple more of those as the music and the show progresses. In the next couple pieces, the violin will be a feature in the first one, which is Requiem for a Dream by Kate Trujsika, and this piece is inspired by Vanessa May, another electric violinist who I will play subsequently. But Kate has developed a fusion of classical and contemporary styles, and this instrumental piece is part of the soundtrack for the 2000 film Requiem for a Dream. That was the familiar to us Purple Haze by Jimi Hendrix, played by the Kronos Quartet, who are ambassadors in a way for contemporary chamber music, who have broken barriers between musical genres and between musicians and audiences, preceded by Requiem for a Dream, an electric violin piece played by Kate Krusica. This is Radio Lillooet, 100.5 FM, and you're listening to Muse, a program of music and spoken word. Before reading the next letter to a young artist, I'm just going to remind you about the Lillooet Harvest Festival at Fort Barron's Estate Winery Grounds next Saturday, September 19th, from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. There will be an opening with Laura Grizzly Paws and music by the Malauman Collective, Sound Beats, which is a Beatles cover band, Len Fardella, Hop and Vine Choral, and Red Larvae, a cowboy poet. So let's hope for sunshine. All right, the second letter to Dear X, who is the young artist Julia Cameron writes to and whose name we never learn. You are too harsh. Why, you write me, must the voice of experience always be so negative? I'm sorry it sounds that way to you. You write, you find me anti-success. I don't consider that fair. What I'm opposed to is the kind of success that is its own undoing. A friend of mine, a successful man who has had his turn in the barrel of sudden success, calls success the unseen enemy. He points out that our mythology tells us that success ends stress, where reality teaches that success engenders a different form of stress. Now that we have something to lose, we become afraid of losing it. Some of us do lose it, the cash and prizes, because we suddenly overdo it to medicate our new anxiety. We spend money we don't have or that we're going to have only once. We overdrink, overdrug, oversex ourselves because success can make us so numb with terror. It takes a cattle prod to wake us up. We don't set out to be self-destructive, but we become that way. The wheel spins faster, and so do we. The tabloids are actually excellent cautionary reading for the price tag on big breaks. You see, they do break some people, and very nice ones. And those readings continued later in the show. So now we are going to move right into a piece by Vanessa Mae, a classical prodigy. Vanessa Mae, at age 9, debuted with the Philharmonic Orchestra and toured England. And in 1996, she was the best new female artist at the Brit Awards, the first classical artist to do so. So she's made a crossover from her original classical training into more contemporary and popular music. So the first piece by her is called Storm, a Vivaldi techno. Thank you. Off the 2012 self-titled album, that was Lindsay Sterling with Shadows. Lindsay is another young female classically trained violinist who has successfully crossed over into more contemporary popular musical genres. That was her debut album, off her debut album. Before hearing the next couple of pieces, I'm going to read the final letter to a young artist, our young artist, Dear X. I didn't mean to take the wind out of your sails. Of course, I hope you make it. But more important, I hope you enjoy making art. If you enjoy the process of art enough, it will give you a measure of safety against fame, which is a dangerous byproduct, not an end in itself. If you like making art, the question of making it as an artist tends to fall by the wayside. When you are focused on what you are doing, rather than how you are doing, you can have some very good times. There's a lot to be said for making art. In the actual moment of making it, you are never old. In that actual moment of making it, you are never poor. Art is made by tapping an inner resource that flows outward. In this sense, it is like spending. You are operating from a sense of spiritual generosity. Because of this, in the actual moment of making art, no one can make you feel less than. When you are focused on your own learning curve, you experience your own burgeoning sense of beauty and competency. Competition falls away. So do the worries of the world. In fact, involve yourself deeply enough in art, and the world becomes a viable place. You cannot encounter your art except in the exact now. This is what spiritual seekers of all stripes are after, an experience of the power of the now. God has been called the great now. As an artist, you must focus on the now, meaning on God, although you may never conceptualize it that way. You experience art as a form of the verb to be. This experience of living in the now is the experience all spiritual seekers lust after. It is the big thirst that Rumi talks about. We experience it routinely. Lucky us. This morning, I woke up early. The sky to the east was rose gray. The buildings below my window had a soft glow. I took to the page. I am working on chapter 5 of a new book right now, and chapter 5 of a new book is working on me. I meet my work with a certain daily eagerness. I feel less that I invent my work and more that I encounter it. I do not know what I will find each day, but I do know I will meet something that is waiting to meet me. In this sense, work is my great love affair. I sit down at my desk the way I imagine a Parisian lover might slip off to a rendezvous, with the frisson of the erotic always present. I have never understood when people make work out to be a drudgery. That is so far from my own experience, and I hope from yours. The time when I'm working is like a time apart from time. Do you experience work that way? It is like a heightened moment of awareness, the kind that people do yoga asanas in order to encounter. And the encounter is made for us simply by showing up. Are you showing up for your work these days? Do you show up with all of you present? If you do, you will be so richly rewarded. The letters to a young artist will be continued as usual on next week's Muse. But the final pieces, as the end of the program approaches, beginning with for fun, and to keep that high energy flowing, Vanessa May again covering I Feel Love by Donna Summer.
Thank you. your mind about leaving me behind. Lord, bring it to me. Bring your sweet love. Bring it on home to me.
Following Vanessa May's cover of Donna Summer's I Feel Love off her 1997 Storm album, that was Rising Appalachia with Sam Cooke's Your Sweet Lovin' from their 2012 album Filthy Dirty South. That's it for Muse this evening. I'm going to leave the final vibrations to Oliver Schroer's electric violin and Field of Stars off his 2006 album Camino on Borealis Records. Oliver Schroer died of leukemia in 2008, but His music, I'm sure, still has a powerful influence over the universe. Thank you very much for listening. This has been Muse on Lilwet Co-op Radio 100.5 FM. My name's Alfie. Please listen again next week, same time, 7 p.m. Monday night. Sweet dreams, Daniel. May you breathe deeply and be inspired.